401k changes proposed by Biden. Learn what's better for you. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may be aware I have a YouTube channel. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth. It's free when you subscribe. And you may be interested in doing that because almost on a daily basis, I post an in-depth answer to a financial question that has been asked, anywhere from 300 to 3,000 times a month for the last several months. And because of what President Biden has been proposing for tax changes, and there's several, I've had a lot of people wanting to understand the 401k changes that President Biden is proposing. So if you haven't heard about this, President Biden wants to change 401ks so that you no longer get to fund it, so to speak, with pre-tax contributions. In other words, let's say if you earned $100,000 a year and you contributed 15% or $15,000 to your 401k, you only had to report $85,000 on your 1040 tax return, okay? You were funding the 401k with pre-tax dollars, and that's an across-the-board sort of fair way to do it. In his attempt to get more tax revenue from those who make more money than the average American, he is wanting to change this to where you have to report the entire $100,000 income on your 1040 tax return. And then if you contribute to a 401k, he will allow you to have tax credits, and it will probably be the equivalent of around 26%, which really means this, that if you make the average income or higher, you're going to probably be paying more in taxes. You're going to have less of a tax benefit to contribute to a traditional IRA or 401k, but in this case, 401ks, okay? And so this is a way to get higher taxes from those people who make a little bit more money. If you are a low-income earner, then this may benefit you to participate in a traditional IRA or 401k. But I would recommend the next best alternative for those who make middle income or higher in America, that you would look at a Roth 401k instead of a traditional 401k. But if you've heard me on this show, I often say I've never owned an IRA or 401k, and I never will. But I've never owned a Roth IRA or 401k, and I never will. Even though Roths, in my opinion, are better if you earn higher than the average income, and if you believe in the future that tax rates will likely be higher. Because most Americans, when I go throughout America and I speak or teach, and I ask the audience, how many of you think that in the future in general, taxes will be lower? And I get nothing but crickets. How many think they're going to be the same? And one or two raise their hand. But when I say, how many think that taxes in general would be going up? And a sea of hands goes up. And I always say, well, then why are you postponing paying tax in traditional IRAs and 401ks to some future perceived unknown advantage when you're convinced taxes are going to be higher and then you're going to withdraw the money down the road when we're going to be paying much more in taxes? So I can prove mathematically that if taxes go up, a Roth approach is likely going to provide as much as 33% up to 50% more in net spendable income if you think taxes will gradually go up the direction that even the Congressional Budget Office and many in the General Accountability Office say they're going to have to go to fund all of this spending and stimulus and all of these proposals that are going on. The government is spending more than double what they're bringing in. I mean, if you were a let's say, a married couple, and you were making $100,000 a year, but you're spending $200,000, $300,000, and with what they're proposing with, you know, the Medicare and the free college tuition and all this, oh my heavens, they're going to be spending four times what they bring in. If you were spending $400,000 a year and you were only making $100,000 a year, how long would that last? Where does the money have to come from? Either raising taxes dramatically and printing money, which is what causes inflation. Okay, so this is why I alert people. We're headed for some major inflation, which is going to cut the purchasing power of Americans, dollar in half. In other words, in as little as 7 to 10 years from now, you'll need $200,000 to buy what $100,000 buys today in gallons of gas, loaves of bread, whatever. Okay, and this is why people sometimes they get confused. How come gasoline is so expensive right now? Well, hello. Look at what has been passed and all of these initiatives and these executive orders. So going back to the 401k, I would recommend a better approach would be just to pay tax on the contribution. Okay, the Roth means you're paying tax before you put the money aside. It accumulates tax-free, and then you can access the money tax-free. Now, I can prove to you mathematically that a Roth is a step in the right direction if you think taxes in the future will likely be higher. And I'm assuring you, between the changes like this on the 401k, the capital gain tax rates, which are doubling under Biden's proposals, the estate or inheritance tax is going up, corporate tax is going up, all of these things that President Biden is announcing or what he is proposing is going to cause taxes to go through the roof. And frankly, taxes will likely go up for an average American as much as to 40, 50, 60%. In fact, the inheritance tax is going from 40% up to 70%, and they're probably going to lower down the threshold when it begins, maybe all the way back down to $1 million again. So folks, watch out. Now, what was the original premise? Putting pre-tax dollars into 401ks? Or even tax-deductible contributions to IRAs. Way back 30 years ago, it was, you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire, so that's the smartest way to go. And unfortunately, that's why about 91% of Americans, I think, are duped into putting money into pre-tax 401ks, thinking they're going to be in a lower tax bracket. Let me be honest with you. The only people that I have seen as a retirement planning specialist that are in lower tax brackets when they retire are those that didn't save very much. So if you're a saver and you accumulate enough money in a nest egg to hopefully maintain the same lifestyle that you've enjoyed during your earning years, I assure you, you will likely be in a higher tax bracket, and it's for two reasons. Even if you have less income, it's because most Americans are going down the highway with one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake pedal, and they don't know they're doing it. They're putting money into tax-deferred accounts, and they're killing their deductions. That's the foot on the brake. They pay off their house. They're not contributing money in retirement into IRAs and 401ks. The kids are gone. You can't deduct them anymore, even if they move back home. And Congress keeps raising taxes. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions anymore. So people don't have the deductions. And this is why they find themselves in as higher tax brackets as they ever were in during their earning years. Now, those people who were smart, they began to realize, wow, it would be better to pay tax on the contributions, enjoy the money accumulating tax-free, and then be able to access the money tax-free during retirement. And that's why Senator Roth introduced Roth IRAs in 1997 when the government was hard up for tax revenue. He says a lot of smart people would rather just pay the tax. And so people rolled it over, paid the tax, and then enjoyed the money accumulating tax-free so they could then withdraw the money tax-free. My favorite vehicle, which I call the Laser Fund, has had those two benefits for more than 100 years, but four additional benefits. My heavens, I can put in more money into the laser fund than you can put into a Roth. This is why savvy CPAs and tax attorneys refer to the laser fund as the rich man's Roth. If you're a business owner and you have a banner year, you could put in $300,000 if you design it to do that. You can't do that in a Roth. You don't have to put in $300,000. You could put in $30,000 and you can make up the difference. But if you put in money, you can access that money for any reason. You don't have to wait 5 years or till you're 59 and a half. See, my favorite vehicle, the laser fund, doesn't have strings attached. You can use indexing, where you get to participate when the market goes up and not lose when it goes down. And at the end of the day, the money in the laser fund blossoms in value and transfers income tax-free to my heirs. There's not a Roth around that will do that.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Your 401k, what to do now? Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, if you're just joining us. In the previous segment, I was talking about what I feel is far better than a 401k. And this is something that many Americans ought to strongly consider right now because of the proposed changes to 401ks by President Biden, where he is no longer going to allow pre-tax contributions. You will report your entire income, including what you contributed to a 401k, and then he's going to give a tax credit that is probably going to help the lower income earners, but it's going to be an indirect way of raising taxes for those who make higher incomes than the average, okay? So I was talking about what my favorite vehicle is, because I've never owned an IRA or 401k, and I never will, and I've never owned a Roth IRA and 401k, and I never will. And people say, well, what do you do? My favorite financial vehicle that I would recommend that people consider for retirement to be anywhere from 40 to 60% of their income comes out of what I call the tax-free bucket, okay? Most people, when they would come to me as a retirement planning specialist, were way too top-heavy with money in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks in the market. And I would look and say, what are you thinking? Okay, you cannot create predictable income streams with money in the market. The financial services industry only recommends a 4% payout, which is pretty pathetic. If you accumulate $1 million in IRAs and 401ks in the market, that's only $40,000 a year of income. You have to pay tax on that $40,000. Even in just a 25% bracket, you're only netting 3% or $30,000. And many asset managers charge 1% in asset management fees on that million, by the way, which is another $10,000. So you're really only netting 2% or $20,000. That's pretty pathetic. My favorite vehicle, the laser fund, has historically earned a net internal rate of return in the 8% range. Now, some years lower, some years much higher. In fact, here this year, many people that own what I call the laser fund, which is a max-funded indexed universal life insurance contract, have locked in gains as high as 61.33% using indexing. Okay, now, the reason why I like it is because it has the two benefits of a Roth. You can accumulate your money tax-free, and you can access it tax-free, but it has four additional benefits that I outlined at the end of the last segment. You can determine how much you want to put in. You could put in $30,000, $50,000. If you're a business owner and you have a banner year, you could design it to hold $100,000 or $300,000. You cannot contribute that much to a Roth IRA or 401k. Okay, the problem with the Roth is it's based upon a percent of your income or a certain dollar amount. These are the strings attached. This is why many savvy CPAs and tax attorneys refer to the laser fund as the rich man's Roth. You don't have to be rich to have one. You can set up a laser fund for as little as $500 a month. But see, if you want to contribute a large amount, you can. You don't have to. You could put in, you know, $30,000, but you could have put in $300,000. You can make up that other $270,000 anytime down the road. If you don't use the room in a given tax year with a Roth, you lose it forever. But see, if you need to access money, a lot of business owners use the laser fund as a working capital account. So let's say you put in $300,000 into a laser fund, and 30 days later, you have this wonderful opportunity for a business venture or whatever, and you could access $200,000, $250,000. There's no penalties for doing that. In a Roth, there is. These are the strings attached. But I mentioned using indexing. With the laser fund, you're able to participate when the market goes up and not lose when it goes down. And the average historical rates of return are usually 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, and some years as high as 61.33%, like this year, for many, many people who locked in gains from linking on their indexed universal life in March of 2020 to March of 2021. Folks, this is the message. You can access your money tax-free. I don't care if you're 35 or 40. You don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half or whatever. Those are the strings attached. So this is why people, when they would come to me, I would say, you know what? You're way too top-heavy in that yet-to-be-taxed bucket. We need to start a strategy. It's called a strategic roll-out, not a rollover. A rollover is like going from the frying pan into the fire, as far as I'm concerned. That's like taking money out of 401ks and rolling it over to an IRA and continuing to delay or procrastinate paying the tax until you're age 72. And then you have to start taking out RMDs, required minimum distributions, or else you'll be penalized 50%. That RMDs, in my opinion, is usually the worst advice I've ever heard. I developed software years ago that shows the darkness of the night. If you continue to defer and procrastinate and then take out RMDs throughout yours and your spouse's life expectancy, and people are shocked at the amount of tax they will pay by stringing that thing out. Instead of just doing a strategic rollout and getting the money out, the tax is over and done with in, let's say, 5 years, and repositioning the net after tax money into a portfolio of laser funds. And they're shocked with the amount of tax-free income that it will generate more at payouts in the 8% range. How much more is 8% in a payout on $1 million? That's 80 grand than a 4% payout in IRAs and 401ks invested in the market. It's double, but it's tax-free. So it's even more than double. We have done this for thousands of people. These are called strategic rollouts. In fact, in my most recent book that is just flying off of our warehouse shelves, we're sending out between 500 to 1,000 of these books a week. We have stories in there of people that we have helped, school teachers, where we saved them $250,000 of unnecessary tax on their 403Bs, 401Ks, and tax-sheltered annuities. We saved him $750,000 of unnecessary tax on his 401Ks. And this is a strategy that we've used for so many people. A couple in California, we took them from the highest tax bracket in 5 years down to a 0% tax bracket. Let me summarize this way. A couple one time came and they had a portfolio that they should have been very proud of, that they had accumulated money in. They had several million dollars, and they estimated that they would be able to enjoy income from their IRAs and 401ks in the amount of about $160,000 a year. Of course, that's subject to tax. They would only net $120,000 after tax on that. And the other $40,000 was coming from what I call the guaranteed bucket, Social Security or maybe a school teacher pension or whatever. So they had $200,000 of income that they were planning on getting. And when they came, I said, well, I see one problem. They go, well, what's that? And I go, well, it's all showing up on the front page of your 1040 tax return. They went, you mean there's another way? And I go, yes. And they said, well, where have you been? I said, I've been here all along. You've sort of had your blinders on, just following the herd, putting money in these 401ks, and now you're going to get clobbered with taxes. So we did a strategic rollout, and over a five-year period, basically what we did is we moved about 60% of their income, that $200,000, about $120,000 of it, down to the tax-free bucket. Okay. And so now they're still getting $200,000 of income, but $120,000 of it is not deemed earned passive or portfolio income. And those are the only three types of income since 1986 tax reform that Americans pay income tax on. The IRS knows they're receiving this other $120,000 out of their portfolio of laser funds, but they know it's not even worth auditing because it's been a sacred tax-free cash cow for over a century. It's tax-free. So the bottom line is we save them $40,000 a year in taxes times, golly, if one of them lives another 25 years, which one of them likely will do, we save them $1 million of unnecessary tax by doing a strategic rollout.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.